69% of successful men rise earlier than the average man, and they do so consistently. They also have, generally speaking, a ritual, a fixed routine they follow every single morning. Let's look then at, first of all, an early rise, a fixed routine, and an energetic routine. First of all, an early rise. I'll just tell you what I do myself, right? I rise at 5:45 a.m. Yes, you can do that without dying. You get used to it, I promise you. So get an early start, earlier than the average person if you can. Secondly, have a fixed routine. So again, I'll tell you what I do myself. 5:45, the alarm goes off. I get out of bed, I shoot a quick prayer to God of thanks for the night's sleep, help for the day ahead, but I'm too tired to really read and pray at that time. So just very quick prayer, get to the bathroom, toothbrush, shave, shower, downstairs, quick breakfast. By that time, I'm revived, I'm renewed, I'm refreshed, I'm ready to go. That's the time now I can read my Bible and pray with focus and benefit. Then, once I've done that, I leave the house probably just before 7, try and beat the traffic, get here to work before other people and get the benefit of these quiet hours. And that's my ritual. Yours may be different. And the thing is to get a ritual and to stick with it so that there's no debate, there's no discussion every day about when you'll get up, what you'll do first, what you'll have for breakfast. That just wastes time. It holds you back. Have a fixed morning routine. And then make it an energetic routine. So, you know, the alarm goes off, don't hit snooze, just pull the covers back, get your feet planted on the floor, send your prayer to God for daily help and get moving. Execute these steps with focus and determination and energy. You know, don't dilly-dally, don't hang around in the shower. Breakfast isn't to be savored, just swallowed. Get to worship with focus again and conviction and energy so that you really get the benefit from it. And the reason I say this is because the tone and the tempo of these early minutes, that first hour, is what sets the tone and tempo of the day. It will carry into the rest of the day. It will carry you throughout the day. The tone and the tempo of these first moments will really determine how you live the rest of the day. So an early routine, a fixed routine, and an energetic routine. So what's your action item for this week? Number one, set your alarm earlier. That is if you're not an early riser. Now, if you're getting up at 8 and you want to get up at 6, don't do that in one day. You won't keep it up. Set your alarm 15 minutes earlier. Do it for 3 or 4 days. Another 15 minutes earlier, 3 or 4 days. Let your body get used to it. Let your rhythms adjust over some time and just keep knocking it back until you get to the time that you really want to get up at. Ban the snooze button as well. And I would suggest that you get organized the night before. So make sure you've got your lunch, your work bag, your clothes all set out. So you don't need to think about these things in the morning. They're just all there, ready to go. Give God these first moments in the day to set the tone of the day. Listen to his voice during the day. Cast yourself upon him for the day. And before everything else crowds in upon you at work. Then leave and set a good pace for the rest of the day. You might want to write a checklist, you know, really figure out your routine, write it out and check it off every day, at least for a week or two, and then you'll get used to it and it'll be more natural and normal and you won't need a checklist. But I go back to my original point. Very, very few men succeed who don't get up earlier than the average and who don't have a fixed routine. There's only one exception to that that I know of, and that's Winston Churchill. You're probably not going to be Winston Churchill. Real men rise early.